Welcome to another edition of Between the Covers, the literature quickie on your community radio station, WCOM Chapel Hill and Carborough. This is your host, Tofu Dave Bellin, and I'm talking today with the author of the new biography of Winston Churchill, Churchill Walking with Destiny, by Andrew Roberts. Hello, Mr. Roberts. Are you there?
Hello, Tofu Dave. Good to meet you.
Well, Mr. Roberts, I've made it through your book. It's a weighty tome. It was, I'll tell you, a little hard to read going to sleep and just holding it, but it held my interest. I wanted to ask you, a lot of our listeners, I should say, not readers, have seen a recent movie on Winston Churchill. I'm sure you know about it, maybe have seen it, called The Darkest Hour. And I just wanted to start off, since listeners are familiar with that movie, I believe, what you see perhaps in your recent biography that's the biggest corrective to the way that Winston Churchill is portrayed in that recent movie.
Well, I enjoyed that movie very much. I thought Gary Oldman did a great job. The prosthetics that he wore made him look just like Churchill, and I love the glint in his eye and that sort of chuckle that he had, which was very Churchillian indeed. So as far as that was concerned, I thought it was an absolutely great portrayal of him, and I loved the movie. The one thing, though, that it didn't get right was the way in which he seemed to need to have the backing of the British people on that scene where he went into the underground, which was ludicrously invented, where the king had to come to visit him in his bedroom at number 10 Downing Street at midnight, which was equally ludicrously invented. Because the truth is that Churchill didn't actually turn to anybody when he decided that he was going to fight on against Hitler. He took the decision entirely himself. He persuaded the war cabinet. He then went and he didn't speak to MPs even about it. He went to the wider cabinet and he showed leadership. He wasn't following anybody else, let alone some focus group on the subway.
An interesting point. I've also talked to some people in the Jewish community here that feel that Winston Churchill prevaricated too long in taking a strong position against Hitler and against Nazism. How would you react to that in terms of what you feel the facts are? Did he wait too long to really oppose Hitler?
He was the first person in British politics, the first major politician in British politics to spot Hitler. It was because he was a Philo Semite, because he liked Jews, because he grew up with Jews, because his father liked Jews, went on holiday with Jews, and he thought that Jews gave the ethics for Western civilization, that he had an early warning system and was, in fact, the first person to spot the kind of person that Adolf Hitler and the Nazis were. So your friends could not get it more wrong. He was actually the primary he was a Zionist, of course, as well, supported the Balfour Declaration. Uh-huh. And he was the person who wanted to bomb the railway lines into Auschwitz. He wanted to have a Jewish army in Palestine. He was he was the first force to spot Adolf Hitler, and he was also the most eloquent denouncer of Adolf Hitler throughout the 1930s.
Well, that's a wonderful corrective. Would you then say, vis-a-vis the American president at the time, Roosevelt, that actually Churchill may have been pressing Roosevelt to take more action when the U.S. was holding back? How would you react to that sort of a view?
Yes, very much. Certainly, yes. I think that one of the things that he found it very difficult to say in public was that he wished that the Americans had seen this war much earlier on as the war for civilization and democracy that it really was. And when you see what Churchill was saying in private, I've been very fortunate to be allowed to be the first Churchill biographer to use King George VI's diaries. Her Majesty the Queen allowed me to use her father's diaries. And when you read these diaries, you see that Churchill was intensely frustrated that the American administration was not treating the war as this sort of great struggle for civilization and democracy that he saw it as.
And briefly, to turn to those diaries, maybe you could inform our listeners. I was amazed in your book how much information and how much detail you found in King George's wartime diaries. And frankly, to be honest with you, I had not, previous to your biography. Again, the book is called Churchill, Walking with Destiny, and I'm talking to Andrew Roberts. Before reading your new biography, I frankly hadn't even known that those diaries existed.
Well, no. The royals do tend to keep diaries. Her Majesty the Queen keeps a diary, and so does her father and grandfather. And, of course, Queen Victoria famously kept them. But they're kept secret for a very long time. And, of course, these are the... I'm only able to use them 78 years after they were written.
That's right.
And you have to wait for three quarters of a century. But I was just very fortunate. I'd love to pretend it was archival genius or special pull or something that persuaded the Queen to let me use these, but it was just pure luck, frankly. And so I have been able to put into this book things not just from the King's diaries, but also from lots of papers that have been deposited over the last 10 years at Churchill College, Cambridge, the diaries of Ivan Maisky, the Russian ambassador, the War Cabinet, verbatim accounts, various other important Pamela Harriman's love letters. There have been, over the last 10 years, a huge cornucopia of new sources, which I've been able to use, which means that in this book, you'll read things that have never been written in any other Churchill biography ever before.
Well said and quite true. And Andrew Roberts, his new book, Churchill, Walking with Destiny. Mr. Roberts, thank you so much for talking with us at Between the Covers. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Dave. It's been an honor.
Good luck to you. And this is Tofu Dave, your host on Between the Covers at Community Radio, signing out from
another episode.